Yeah. Particular devotees in the spiritual world. And that form simply appears in the material world. So if it appears in the material world, what happens to the form in the spiritual world? Does it leave? No. The Lord can expand this form into many. So Krishna appears in the material world, simultaneously in the spiritual world. He doesn't have to leave the spiritual world to come into the material world. Similarly, he's in all sorts of other universes as well. So he does this because he can expand his form. Does that mean the forms are different? No. Normally, yes, the forms are different. We have one or another, we have two or another, they're all different. But the Lord can expand himself into many forms, and they're simultaneously the same form. Even though they may do different activities simultaneously, still they're one form. So that is the Achintya Shakti, or inconceivable power of the Lord. By that power, he can expand his form into many and still be one. Similarly, the Lord is one, yet he can expand himself into forms which look completely different. He can expand himself into Narasimha, lion form, Brahma, boar form, Matsya, fish form, Mayagriva, horse form, Hamsa, bird form, Ramchandra, human form, and Vamanadeva, dwarf form. So, and all these are eternal, and they're all different. But they're not different. They're all the same Lord. So this is the, again, the inconceivable Shakti of the Lord operating. By that Shakti, you can manifest different forms eternally, which are actually simultaneously one. So sometimes examples are given of Achintya Shakti. The desire tree can manifest objects, or the Chintamani is one object, but it can manifest many objects according to your desire. So if you want a diamond from the Chintamani, you get a diamond. If you want a ruby, you get a ruby. If you want a rasgulla, you get a rasgulla. So how do those things appear? They're all different things, and they're coming from that one object. And that object stays the same, and it produces all sorts of different objects. That is very strange. It's very inconceivable how that can happen. So that's like a comparable to a Achintya Shakti. Another example of how Krishna has all these forms and is one is the Vaidurya gem. So the Vaidurya gem is such that if the light hits it at one angle, then you'll see blue. If it hits at another angle, you see yellow. Hits at another angle, you see red. Hits another angle, you see green. So the Vaidurya gem manifests different colors at different times, when the sun appears in different signs. So, in this way, somehow that one jewel produces many colors. So similarly, the Lord has many forms, yet he is one. So, of course, we can also say that light itself appears colorless, but we put it through a prism and then it breaks up into all sorts of colors. In this way, the Lord has many forms, but they're actually eternal, and they're actually one Lord. So, the Lord can make an appearance in the material world, but that doesn't mean his form is temporary. Simply manifesting the form, which is eternal and spiritual. So, he manifests this form of Varaha, which is the form of boar. Pig. So normally pig is not a very attractive creature, and its habits are also not very attractive. Of course, the pigs of the modern world is simply wallow in the garbage, but the boar is a wild animal that roams around in the forest, but its habit is to dig things out of the ground with its tusks and its hoofs. And it's generally not a very graceful animal. So, why would the Lord assume such a form? it is going to function. So the bore has a certain function to dig out the earth which is inside the Garbhodha ocean. So the form of a bore is very suitable for that. He can go with his tusks and dig around in the bottom of the Garbhodha ocean and pull the earth out. So this is a suitable form for rescuing Prithvi or the earth. So the earth sometimes falls into the Garbhodha ocean due to the activities of Hiranyaksha in one form. That's in Chakshusha Manvantara. And then Varaha appears and rescues the earth. Varaha also appears as the sixth Manvantara. He also appears in the first Manvantara on the day of Brahma, that is Swayambhuva Manvantara, when Hiranyaksha is not there. So somehow or other the earth still falls into the Garbhodha ocean and he has to rescue it at that time also. So he appears twice in the day of Brahma to rescue the earth. And same form, sometimes different colors. So he may be black, maybe white, maybe red, whatever. So normally the form is not very attractive, but when the Lord assumes that form, he becomes very beautiful. And therefore, the sages praise him, understanding that he is actually the Supreme Lord. And he is not a normal boar because his birth was extraordinary. He came out of the nostril of Brahma. And then he expanded himself, became very huge in the sky. So he's a huge form. And of course, his exploit of rescuing the earth from the Garbhodha ocean is something that normal jiva cannot do. So he has extraordinary powers that no jiva can display. So when such situations take place where there is danger, if the earth falls into the Garbhodha ocean, then the living entities also perish. So sometimes the Lord has to appear in the material world to rectify the situation. So he appears as Bor Avatar and rescues the earth so that life can go on in a normal way with practicing Dharma, etc. So the form of the Bor is actually a spiritual form, most beautiful, most powerful, full of knowledge, etc. Therefore very sacred. So sometimes we said that the kusa grass, which is sacred and used in yajnas, came from the hairs of the Bor Avatar when he shook his body after coming out of the Garbhodha ocean, and the hairs became kusa grass, which is very sacred. And of course the Varaha is famous as also being non-different from the Vedas. Though it looks as if he is in an animal form, still he represents the hymns of the Vedas. So he is not a normal or at all, rather very wonderful. So he glanced very mercifully upon the Devatas and others who were praising him, which means that he gave mercy to them. He is very, very kind. And then he entered into the water, which means he had not performed his pastime of rescuing the earth yet. So then he entered into the water, and in the case of Hiranyaksha, he killed Hiranyaksha also, and he rescued the earth. So in this way, the activities of the Lord are very extraordinary. Of course, he is considered to be a powerful avatar. Some of the avatars do not manifest much power, because that is not their function. They play the role of sages, like Kapila. So he looks like a normal human being, with and he teaches shastras. So Kapila is an avatar of the Lord also. But he does not manifest significant powers. But here we see a very extraordinary form of the Lord manifesting extraordinary powers, spectacular powers. So he's considered to be very high on the scale of manifestation of powers compared to some of the other forms. And therefore his appearance is celebrated. We have many, many avatars listed, but we don't always celebrate their appearance. Like we don't have the appearance of Deva, Kapila, Hamsa, and Yuga avatars, and Dattatreya, and Kumaras, and Narada. We don't celebrate those appearance days. But we do celebrate the appearance of today's very prominent avatars who display a lot of qualities and powers. So therefore we celebrate the appearance of Vamana and Varaha and Narasimha and Rama and Krishna. They show extraordinary powers, so we celebrate their appearance especially. So in this way the Lord comes into the material world to perform a special function, which is for the benefit of the world and humanity. So, Earth sometimes is put into problems. In this case, falling into the water, the Karmadak Ocean. Sometimes there is affliction due to asuras, as in the case of Kamsa afflicting and Krishna comes. Or sometimes there's a particular affliction of a devotee, as in the case of Prahlad being afflicted by his father running as a fool. So, in all sorts of circumstances, the Lord will come into the material world and perform different activities for the benefit of the society. In doing so, he is very, not only because he rescues the earth or the Vedas or a particular person, which is mercy, but the other purpose is to show the form, qualities and pastimes of the Supreme Lord, so that the living entities here can appreciate and glorify the Lord. So in the Bhagavatam we'll have different descriptions of different avatars of the Lord. So through these descriptions we can begin to appreciate the wonderful qualities of the Supreme Lord, his powers, qualities, mercy, etc. So this is another reason for the Lord appearing many, many times, so that living entities can begin to appreciate the wonderful nature of the Lord. If the Lord is unknown and we don't know what he does, how can we appreciate him? We will not understand his qualities. But when he does activities, which means he must appear to do those activities, then we begin to appreciate him. We understand his powers and qualities. So that is another reason why the Lord appears in the material world, to inspire the devotees with his wonderful nature and qualities. So apart from the immediate factor of rescuing devotees and killing demons, he has the other factor of delighting the devotees, inspiring the devotees, pleasing the devotees. Sometimes he will appear because a particular devotee desires his appearance. The Lord is attracted to bhakti. And therefore, if the devotee is longing for him, he may also appear in the material world. So that is one of the main reasons for Krishna appearing. Not simply to kill Kamsa or whatever, but because of the longing of his devotees. His devotees want to see him, his devotees want to serve him. And so they have appeared within the material world, and the Lord feels that he must come. He's very eager to come to satisfy and please them. So that, of course, is another reason for the Lord's appearance, the desire of the devotees. So, in any case, when the Lord does appear and manifest his wonderful activities, it is an opportunity for us to appreciate the variegated nature of the Supreme Lord, his wonderful qualities, etc. In this way, we understand the Lord is not impersonal, rather he's full of all wonderful qualities and wonderful activities.
In the case of Krishna, these stages of Nanda Parbat forest, you can take as an example of, because of this Krishna forest, Yeah.
Or we can even say Vasudeva Devaki, wanted the Lord three times, desired the Sasani appear or whatever. Or even Dromanara, that's Yasoda Nanda.
For example, in case of these devotees like Yashoda and others, they are eternal associates and they usually come because Lord is appearing, that's why their personality of states appear.
That's also stuff. And also they have these expansion forms who desire to have the Lord as their son, etc. So those are, they merge into the body of Yashoda and others when they appear. So.
We find a similar in Ramavata, Sita's kidnapped by Ravana. Here also, Mother Ravi is kidnapped by similarity in the Lord goes and rescues in both the past tense.
Yeah. It's often that the Lord is afflicted in different ways. Even we have the Kali Yuga personified after taking the earthly aim, and then Pariksha comes and rescues. So the earth is often put into difficulty by the demons because the demons don't like Dharma, and if there's no Dharma, then definitely the earth has to suffer somehow or other. Of course, physically the earth suffered by falling into the Garbhodak ocean, that's one thing. But even if that's not so, the earth must suffer because of the affliction of Dharma by the demons. And therefore the earth does not yield its products properly, etc. because of that. And then the living creatures have to suffer because of that. So often the demons will afflict the earth in different ways, either physically or by not following Dharma, then the earth does not give properly. And then the Lord must appear.
You say that the eternal loka for Varaha is in the same form for that kind of thing.
Huh?
The eternal form for Varaha.
Yeah. They're all in perfect term.
So he appears in the Varaha form, at least.
Yeah. In the spiritual realm, all the forms are there.
We find some of the temples, like in the Shiva temple, they have half women and half Varaha space.
Oh, that is only for iconographic purposes they do that. Like the fish also have, or whatever. That's only as far as iconography is concerned, to show that he's a Supreme Lord.
Varaha
space
is the human people's world. Who are in Bhūloka and in Rājīva Lāntasana?
Huh?
What happened to the living world when he was submerged into water?
Yeah. Well, the living entities on the earth would have to suffer and drown. Therefore, the Lord has to come and pick up the earth and restore everything to its proper positioning. Of course, the living entities above don't suffer. Those on Svarga Loka don't have to suffer. Only those below that.
Can you understand Varaha Loka, all the inhabitants look like Varaha? All the inhabitants of Varaha Loka, they appear like Varaha or they're...
It's not described.
There's a difference between the universal form which was shown by Krishna to Arjuna and the other forms of the Lord. The universal form which is shown by Krishna to Arjuna and the other forms, is there any difference in the powers and...
That form is a material form, not a spiritual form. It's not an eternal form. In other words, it's material planets and material bodies. So therefore it's not eternal. Property is eternal, but the planets and the bodies are not eternal. So it is a temporary form manifested by the Lord for a specific purpose, and it is inferior to the spiritual form.
Demons are killed by the Lord
and
then the jivas merged with the body, jivas are usually with the so, I mean, it's very strange because the jiva is purified by the being of the Lord, and then, because I'm sure that jiva did the jiva had such a desire to merge with the body because he was so much envious of the Lord. But why he was given sayutra?
Well, it depends on the mercy of the Lord. Not all demons that are killed by the Lord get Sayuja Mukti. Generally, they get a high position in the material world. So when Krishna killed, or when Sramadeva killed Karnakasapu, he became Ravana. He didn't get Mukti. When Ravana killed when Krishna, Rama told Ravana, he didn't also get one of these Krishna Bhava. It's not that they all the demons killed by the Supreme Lord get what they don't. In the case of Krishna, yes. In the case of others, they don't.
But why
do
they get saluted when Krishna is
killing? Oh, because of Krishna's attractive nature, by meditating on the hate, they get purified of all their sins and the karmas. So even by dvesha or hatred, they can become purified. But in other cases, they're not so attracted to the form, so they don't constantly meditate on the Lord, therefore they're not completely purified.
Maharaj, in case we see, in case of Putna, she was given a different form, although she was also had the same intention as the Lord.
So that's the mercy of the Lord. You can do that also. They can get to see what you must hear, they can go to spiritual. Agastya also got a form of the spiritual.
Also, these
demons
are not ordinary
souls. Some of them may be a close assistant of the Lord. They come and depart and pass this. Well, in rare cases, and that's the case of Jaya and Vijaya. But that's not the case of Jaya. Of all the everyday of Brahma, it's not that Jaya and Vijaya fall into the spiritual world everyday of Brahma. All the passion is once, the other times, it's just demons.
Even for a
human
attack
to
Krishna,
it was
not
being ordinary,
it was
quite
special.
Well, it's especially demonic, that's all. Not a special person, right? It's not a special devotee.
Every time we discuss about last time, their names also discussed.
Yeah, but it's different jivas. Different powerful demonic jivas, that's all they are.
Thank you.